The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Welcome to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan Diverna of Creative Financial Partners. And Dan Diverna always on this show every single week. And Dan, I trust that you've had a great week and ready for another really great radio show here.
Awesome week. Excited about it.
Well, it's good to be with you as always. And I'm certain you've met a lot of interesting people this week. And next week's going to be exactly the same thing. And some of those folks are going to come from the radio show. And if you're listening to the show right now, you can make yourself one of those, perhaps. If not next week, maybe one of the coming weeks. 800-373-9715. That is toll free from wherever you are in northwestern Ohio. 800-373-9715. You know, Dan, you certainly know this more than I do. A lot of investors out there, and quite frankly, a lot of advisors and people who call themselves advisors, employ a good deal of fuzzy math. They fall victim to fuzzy math when it comes to planning for retirement. And I thought maybe you could take a moment here to explain why someone making certain statements might be using fuzzy math. For example, the mutual funds that I'm currently invested in have averaged 7% annual growth over the last 5 years, and I'm perfectly happy with that return throughout my retirement. Why is that using fuzzy math?
Well, one of the reasons that that's using fuzzy math, and I have this conversation seemingly every day, definitely at least every week, is if you look at the last 5 years, we haven't really had a bad year. So if you're averaging 7% over the last 5 years, that's pretty darn easy. To be honest with you, it wasn't too bad. I mean, it really, you have to go back to 2008 when the market had gotten really roughed up. And from October of 07 till March of 09, the S&P 500 was down 57%. And so when you look at just saying, oh boy, that 7%, I'll just average 7%. That's, I think everybody would check that box in retirement. If we could just have a smooth 7, like I'll just do that. You know, and the truth is that that's just not something that we can just dial up. So we have to have a plan for when the market does well better than 7, we want to take advantage of that. But we also need to restrict and cap our losses when things are bad. And you can't have all that money doing the same thing all at the same time. So to just pick a mutual fund and say this is a mutual fund that averages 7, that would be the math's real fuzzy on that one, Ron.
I know that sometimes when you sit down and talk with folks, the conversation turns to Social Security, which is certainly an interesting topic, and it can get quite complicated trying to decide exactly how to handle all that. If someone says to you, it's definitely best to wait until I'm 70 years old to start my Social Security so that I can get the biggest monthly amount possible, why would we call that fuzzy math?
Well, I think every situation is a little bit different. And I love the idea of waiting till age 70, but, you know, we have a calculator that does that for us. And it doesn't just tell you what year you should take your Social Security, but it actually tells you what month. On top of that, though, there's other considerations like cash flow. I mean, can everybody wait until age 70 to turn on that income stream? And I can tell you no by experience. And another thing is you want to look at your longevity and what historically, and none of us have a crystal ball. And I often get a giggle with clients when I tell them, hey, just tell me when you're going to die and we'll work the math backwards and we'll figure out the very best way for sure. You know, and they chuckle a little bit and it's a little bit funny, but the truth is that none of us know. You know, none of us know how long we're going to live. I've got a grandpa that lives to be that I just had lunch with, you know, and I had breakfast with all the time. And he's 93 years old and I have every expectation to live at least that long. But my grandfather on the other side didn't live nearly that long. And so I don't really know. You know, I have what I think, but we have to prepare for all the what ifs. And so to say we're just going to wait till 70 and have that be a blanket statement. There's a lot more math and figuring out and decision making that goes into that.
Well, Dan, just to for the record here, I hope you have your 93-year-old grandfather's genes so that you can live at least that long.
Me too.
And we got to get him on the show one day, too.
I think that'd be fun.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with your financial consultant here on the radio every single week in Perrysburg. That is Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners, 800-373-9715. By the way, if you want to check out Dan on his website, it is simply dandiverna.com. That is dandiverna.com. You know, we're talking about fuzzy math on today's show. A lot of people use it. One person may say, I'm currently saving for retirement, but I'm not going to need to do that once I'm actually retired, so I won't need as much income in retirement as I do now. That could be a case of fuzzy math, too.
Yeah, it's absolutely fuzzy math. I think that the logic there definitely applies. And hey, this is money that I'm not going to be putting away. I've been putting away $10,000 or $15,000 into my 401k. So that's new money. But keep in mind a couple things. One is that new money is going to be taxed. Now, if you take that income out, you're going to be taxed on it, instead of putting it away before tax. The other side of the fence is you've got a lot more time on your hands. So lots of people early out of the gate in retirement spend a lot more money than what they expected, because that 8 hours, 10 hours, sometimes 12 or 14 hours that they used to spend at work, they're now spending doing other stuff. And sometimes those things are free things. They're walking the dog. They're hanging out with their spouse. They're seeing their grandkids. They're babysitting. But other times there's travel involved and there's other things that cost more money. We have lots of clients that end up being big golfers, or they get into some other hobbies where they have some more expense. So it just depends on your specific situation. So if you haven't had that plan mapped out and you haven't really spent much time thinking about what you're going to spend your time doing, it's time to start thinking about it.
One more case of fuzzy math here, and perhaps this may have been more true in years gone by than it certainly is now. They say that I can take 4% out of my portfolio every year without running out of money. So if I just follow that rule, I'm going to be fine. That's definitely fuzzy math, isn't it?
Yeah, there's just no, there's no guarantees in life. And some of the companies that we work with help us build plans so that we cannot outlive our money. So that even if something happens to me, my spouse can't outlive the money. And so we have plans like that, things that have guarantees, things that have promises. But to think you can just have one product or one percentage, no matter what happens on the planet, I'm going to be fine with this percentage. You know, there just isn't a situation with interest rates that gives us a favorable spot like that. So this is really something that the numbers need to be worked forwards and backwards. You know, and one of the things we focus on when we go through our money map process is to take that financial junk drawer, and that financial junk drawer has all the stuff you have, all the 401ks, the IRAs, the Roth IRAs, the savings accounts, the house that you have paid off, the rentals that you have, the pensions that you have, Social Security, the expenses on healthcare, like all these things and how they all fit in together to help build that plan, so that we can absolutely be sure that we don't outlive our money, that we're not a burden on our kids, and that some of these tough decisions can be made now when we're healthy instead of having them be made under distress. And if you're in a situation where you don't feel like you have a plan that answers all those questions and that factors in all those things, then I strongly suggest you give us a call for us to have a casual discussion and just get introduced to the idea of what the money map process could do for you.
800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. I think you probably tell by listening to the show that when you come in for a conversation with Dan DiVerna, it's not going to be any pressurized situation at all. It's going to be a very casual conversation, a very comfortable conversation, and you're going to like getting to know Dan and vice versa. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. Simply leave your contact information. Member of Dan's outstanding team that he talked about a few minutes ago. We'll get back with you and set a time for you to come in to Perrysburg and have a conversation in Dan's office. 800-373-9715.
Well, I'll just let you know, what I've been doing lately is I'm actually making those phone calls myself.
Ah.
So I've had lots of people that they just, maybe they have a question they want to ask. They just want to bounce something off of me. And so I found that I'm the best person for those quick little conversations, that if somebody just says, hey, I'd like to ask about this or ask about this, that I'm the best guy to answer those questions. Because you're hearing me on the radio, and we get pretty – we try to get as specific as we can, but we just can't address your questions on that broad stroke of the radio. So I just wanted to add that, Ron, just as a kind of a side note.
Even more of a personal touch, folks. Dan Laverna, call that number. He'll call you back, and then you can come into the office and have a conversation and get specific about your hopes and dreams for your retirement planning. This is the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan Laverna.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan Laverna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor, and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
It is time for another Musical Connection. So, Mark, let's talk about the Woodstock poster.
The Woodstock poster.
That's right.
Okay.
You were on the Woodstock poster, weren't you?
No. I was a little boy when Woodstock happened. You know I remember the album that came out because my sister had it.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to some good music that I had never heard before with Woodstock.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
as far as being there, impossible.
Well, I'll tell you what, if everybody was at Woodstock who said that they were at Woodstock, they wouldn't have been able to fit that entire population into the state of New York.
There you go.
A lot of people claim to have been there and they weren't there. But I thought maybe we could learn something about retirement planning from Woodstock. Woodstock Ventures commissioned David Edward Byrd, who was then the house artist at Bill Graham's Fillmore East, to design the poster for the Woodstock Festival, and it is iconic. He came up with a highly stylized, floral, intricate poster featuring a fully nude woman surrounded by cherubs, hearts, and arrows, and no space for the names of the bands. Local shop owners refused to display the poster.
Let me get you to stop there. There was probably space somewhere on that... on that nude person for the bands, but he didn't put it there.
I'm looking at it. I'm remembering this, and I'm thinking, gee, what could go wrong there? But well, people refused to display the poster in their store windows and that sort of thing. The promoters wanted something different, so they commissioned a new design from Madison Avenue ad guy Arnold Skolnick. Skolnick's poster featured a much simpler design, and we all know it, a white dove perched on the neck of a guitar against a bright red background. And Skolnick's tagline, 3 days of peace and music, became the absolute rallying cry for the whole festival, and his dove and guitar became instantly internationally recognizable, and you still see it every now and then today, and it's just, as I mentioned before, it's iconic. But what kind of a lesson can we learn from all that, Mark?
Well, the poster they actually used was a lot less intricate. It was a lot simpler, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It was plain, but it got to the point. And in the financial world, it sometimes isn't simpler better?
Absolutely.
You know, a retirement plan doesn't have to be overly complex to be effective. Or if you're talking to a financial advisor or a stockbroker and they're just talking over your head, you know, I would stop right there and say, whoa, you're not speaking my language. Explain really what does that mean in layman's terms. See, that's what we try to do all the time.
Yeah.
All of our financial maestros, we sit down and we make things simple. We want everyone we're talking to understand fully what we're recommending. Also, fully understand what they're already invested in. When someone comes in and has a review, we're looking at what you're already invested in, but explain it in a simple way. The revised Woodstock poster was simple, straightforward. People understood what it represented, and it was therefore effective.
Yep.
And if your retirement plan is relatively simple, and you can actually understand it, You know, that's almost always going to be better than a plan that is incredibly intricate but hard for you to understand and monitor. And that's why it is so important that you get a handle on this. You know, before we went on the air today, Ron, we were sitting here talking about everything going on, you know, in the news and all of the, you know, the congressional investigations going on.
Yeah.
And it's just bad. I mean, you know, how can we get anything done in Washington when there's gridlock and time is being wasted on talking about, you know, who said this and what did that mean and who, you know, with this investigation and that investigation, is there grounds for impeachment? Is there not grounds for impeachment? What is the special investigator going to say about this? And the thing about it is nothing's getting done. Which means that we've been seeing this big bull run in the stock market. We've seen the Dow hit records. We've seen the S&P hit records. We've seen NASDAQ hit records. We've seen all the sectors hit these records. And if something doesn't get done, because it wasn't done because our economy is poof, you know, now it's booming. It's because of all the things that Wall Street thinks is going to happen. Lower taxes, building infrastructure, you know, less regulations to financial services industry. Things that are going to be pro-stock market. And if things like that don't pass the House and the Senate, is it possible, can you see it, that it may just go down? You know, my question to you is, do you have a plan in place to protect yourself from the downside of the market? And we can explain it in a way where it's very, very simple. But you've got to act. You've got to be willing to come in and have a conversation. So, Ron, tell the folks how they can do just that.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
Your financial plan shouldn't be a one-hit wonder.
Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Make sure it'll be considered part of the greatest hits by working with your local financial maestro.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. My name is Ryan Stutz, and your financial consultant is Dan DiVerna, serving all of northwestern Ohio from his office in Perrysburg. Wherever you are in the Toledo area, then you can certainly get help with your retirement planning from Dan DiVerna, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That is your number to call to get in touch and to arrange a visit. You can come into Dan's office and just have a conversation. This is our greatest hits portion of the show, and Dan's been doing this for a very long time, as you've heard me say a lot of times, and he's helped a lot of people. But Dan, I wonder if you'll take a moment and give us one of your greatest hits. Tell us about a time when you helped someone retire earlier than they expected to be able to retire.
So I had this whole little pocket of clients, and they worked for Lucent Technologies, and this has been quite a while now. This is over 10 years. But these guys all got an opportunity to get bought out. So many people hear about this, and some of these gentlemen I'm referencing were as young as 52, 53 years old. And they said, well, if I use my money correctly, would I be able to take a couple years off and then go do something I like doing, or what would this look like? And so we started to crunch the numbers and do the math, and we worked the numbers forwards and backwards in every which way. And we said, well, this is the best case scenario is that you could get from here to retirement without having to lift a finger again. And then I'll tell you, if you wanted to supplement your retirement, you could find something you like doing. And so it wasn't just one guy. There was actually three of them. And all three of them took the buyout. They invested the money. We made some modifications to their current plans. And I will tell you what, Ron, all three of them never went back to work.
Wow.
Not for one day, not for one minute. Hmm. So I have now on my resume, having helped a 52 and 53-year-old, a 55-year-old retire at a much younger age than they ever imagined, with every intention, frankly, of them retiring and drawing that pension and then double dipping and getting another job. But they never found a job they really liked, and they never had to go back to work because, you know, the plan was sound, and they were, you know, it's a little bit our responsibility and the good things we did, but it's a lot theirs that they kept between the lines. They knew the kind of the budget, the amount of money they could spend without screwing up the plan, and they did an awesome job. And because they did that awesome job, they were able to retire, you know, 10 years, maybe 15 years younger than many of their peers. And it's pretty awesome. And I think back, and I was actually with one of those folks. We just did a review with one of them in the last couple weeks, and we've got another one coming up, and I see. And it's always, you know, we think now these guys are in their 60s, you know, mid and late 60s, and we're talking Medicare and some of the different decisions that they have to make. But this stuff is really fun, and it's really neat to be able to sit down and look back and say, geez, we did all the right things, and this is where we're at now.
Man, that is just a great story, and those guys must love you, man.
I tell you what, well, one of them, you know, frankly, to tell you how close to home it is, one of them is my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think it wasn't at the time, and I did it then, and I do it now. I surround myself with lots of people. So anybody that works with me, if you're a client or if you're somebody that wants to be a client, like, you need to know this about me. I surround myself with people that are way smarter than me. So I'm pretty smart, and I'm smart enough, but I'm smart enough also to know that the people that I have that study the investments, that do the life insurance, that overlook, that help with the wills and the trust and the planning and stuff, these are things that these guys do every single day. So I think one of the things that's surprising with people when they first meet and meet my team is that it's not just Dan. And when you're working with Creative Financial Partners, we've got 20-some advisors that work here. But if you're working with Dan, who's just one of the advisors, you also have a team of people working on your behalf. And these are people that stay in their lane, and they're doing the same thing every single day. So they truly are experts at what they do. And what I found to be great about that is I'm really good with the relationship, and I'm really good with meeting with people at the beginning and making sure that they feel comfortable, and to make sure that the relationship fits. Because if it works at the beginning, it's probably going to work forever. And if it doesn't work, I'm bold enough to say, listen, I'm just not sure that we're the right fit. Like, you might be better served to take and have somebody else do your plan. And so I've been comfortable enough to say that we only want to work with people that really want to work with us and that the styles fit. So that's one of the things that's really unique about us. We're in a place where our business is mature enough that we don't need to take on every single person that walks through the door. And frankly, Ron, it's one of the reasons that when we meet with people, it's so relaxed and so casual. And it's just a feeling out period to see, you know, if it works for all of us. And if it does, it's usually fantastic. And if it doesn't, then we can usually point them in the direction of somebody that can help them more appropriately.
That is great. And, you know, I've always heard that the key to success is to hire really good people, really smart people, and then in some cases just get out of the way and let them do their jobs. And it sounds like that's what you do at Creative Financial Partners. Dan DiVerna, of course, I know you care passionately about all your clients as well, and that's one of the big keys as well. If you would like to have a conversation with Dan about your financial future, about your retirement plans, about all your hopes and dreams, then call this number, 800-370-3715. That is 800-373-9715. And pretty soon you can be sitting in Dan's office in Perrysburg and having a conversation with no obligation and no cost at all. 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Dan DiVerna and I will be back in just a moment.
Timing is everything, in music as well as in life. Having the right tempo and rhythm helps all the musicians and the conductor lock into place and ensures a smooth and steady performance. The same can be said for your financial future, where timing is everything. Having the right person to guide you through your financial concerto can make all the difference. Timing and tempo in life, in music, and in retirement is everything.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to Financial Symphony with Dan DiVerna. I'm Ron Stutz, and this is our Getting to Know You segment. And I'm going to ask you an off-the-wall question here, Dan, which I always do. Outside of the financial world, and I know you've been involved in the financial world for quite some time, is there any area or any particular discipline that you would consider yourself to be an expert in? In other words, if you weren't doing this, maybe you could go and do that.
Yes, I would say... many people know this about me, but many I'm sure don't, but I've practiced martial arts for quite a while now, over 10 years, and I practiced with Sensei Hertz Sellers, who I've actually had on the show once or twice.
Yeah.
And I'm very heavily involved. I teach martial arts a couple times a week in the mornings, and I'm heavily involved in that and love it. And so it's one of those things, just like this kind of, if you want to call it a job or a career, it's one of those things where if you find a job that you like, you'll never go to work.
Yeah, sure.
And that's the neat thing. When I wake up, because I teach martial arts class at 6:30 in the mornings on Mondays and Thursdays. So Fallen Timbers, if you're interested and you're an early bird and want to get a good workout in, Mondays and Thursdays in Fallen Timbers, ohiomartialarts.com is where you'd find us at. But right on the main strip, right across from Dillard's, we have a big, awesome dojo, probably one of the coolest dojos in the whole country, to be honest with you. And I have practiced martial arts there for over 10 years with Sensei Hertz Sellers. And if I wasn't doing this job, I think I would be doing something that had to be related to martial arts. It's just something I love and something that I'm passionate about. And it keeps me in pretty darn good shape. And there's always this other thing that many of the dojos around, and I love that they teach our kids, and my kids have been involved in martial arts too. I love that they teach the kids, but the neat thing about our dojo that's so unique is we have so many adults. And so we'll go on the mats sometimes on a Thursday night or a Wednesday night, and you might see 30 or 40 or 50 people out there.
Wow.
And they're all grown-ups. And you just don't see that very many places. So like our dojo is special. It's very unique. You know, it'd be pretty tough for me to be doing martial arts anywhere else but with Sensei, but just the being around that and the energy and the people and all the stuff. And oh, by the way, I've gathered a few tools in the gi, I guess you would say, over the years. And so I think that would be something that I probably would qualify as being pretty darn good at. Probably maybe not an expert, but good enough that I could teach some people some things and also maybe be able to defend myself or my family if I ever needed to, which I never have. But
yeah, well, let's hope you don't have to. Dan, you know, we talk about diversification a lot on this show, and you certainly have illustrated some diversification in your own life right there. And you have two passions, and I think that's really, really cool.
Yep.
That is our Getting to Know You segment on today's show. This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here, along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. More on the way.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another musical connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
This is the Musical Connection on the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark, let's talk more about Woodstock today. I'm wondering what we can learn about retirement planning from Woodstock. That is our big question on today's show. You know, the artists who were featured in the film Woodstock, now I didn't go to Woodstock, but I saw the movie, of course. It became part of the lasting legacy of the festival in many folks' minds. Jimi Hendrix, of course, doing the Star Spangled Banner and doing that great show he did. The Who, Janis Joplin, CCR, Santana, Jefferson Airplane, Joan Baez, Joe Cocker. Man, I thought he was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. And Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young were all already big acts of that era. But their appearance in the Woodstock film catapulted them to an even higher stratosphere, which is how we all remember them today. Meanwhile, there were other bands. I did a little reading on this. There was somebody called the Keith Hartley Band that was supposed to play, and Quill. They played at Woodstock as well. I've never even heard those bands.
Me neither.
They didn't make it into the film and didn't get the same kind of marketing boost that these other bands did. What I'm wondering is, what can we learn from this when it comes to our financial planning?
In the financial world, can I just say, don't be fooled by marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime the market has a correction or there's an extra volatility in the market, immediately the gold commercial starts spiking. Oh, put your money in gold. It's safe. You know, and don't buy that. Don't buy that. I mean, gold prices fluctuate too. If you bought gold at $1,900 an ounce and it's worth $1,200 an ounce now, you're hurting. So, you know, just like anything, if you're trying to protect and save money, if the price fluctuates, you still have risk involved. So when marketing, you know, when the market starts going up and down, the marketing machines of these financial institutions go into overdrive. You know, you remember that commercial where the dog has the bone and they have that song Trouble.
Oh yeah, Ray LaMontagne.
Ray LaMontagne. Yes. It's a great commercial, and it's done by a major insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I wouldn't buy anything from that insurance company, but the song was great, mm-hmm. and the message in that commercial was great because I keep thinking about this dog with his bone, and he's trying to decide, do I bury it in the backyard? Do I bury it under my doghouse? Do I put it under my master's bed? What do I do with my bone? What do I do with my nest egg? It's a great commercial, but they're trying to sell you a variable annuity, and you know how I already feel about variable annuities. I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole. But the bottom line is marketing works. Many of the financial products out here you're most familiar with today might only be on your radar because of the unbelievable marketing budgets that are promoting them. On the other hand, there's plenty of tools and strategies out here without all the sizzle that could be much more effective for you. So instead of getting caught up in the hype of what you hear in commercials, you need to sit down and be educated on what styles of investments are available to you and have someone who's going to talk to you in plain, simple English, you know, words that you can understand. Not try to talk over your head, but talk where you can understand it and literally sit down and just have a chat with you. And just ask you how you're feeling. What is the purpose of your retirement dollars? What are you trying to achieve with your retirement money? You know, how much, you know the markets are going to go up and down. You know it's going to go up, it's going to go down. How much can you tolerate of that? Sometimes the answer is none. I had a lovely lady who came in from the radio program this past week, and she can't take any of that kind of volatility. Were we able to help them? Absolutely. But then on the other hand, there's some folks that come in and say, I realize in order for the accounts to grow in the market, we've got to have some movement. We've got to have some volatility. Volatility is not our enemy. It's just it needs to be under control the closer you are to retirement or if you're already in retirement. Simple, you know, messaging, we can tell you exactly how that works for you. But you got to be willing to come in and have a conversation and have an analysis performed on your portfolio. So it's real simple. If you want to know exactly where you stand and you want to get past all the noise and all the hype and just have a simple conversation, no pressure, you know, just talk about where you're at in your retirement and see if you need any kind of help, any kind of tweaking, give us a call. So, Ron, share with the folks how they can get in touch with us.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
Want to see sharp and not be flat in retirement? This is the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Dan DiVerna is the star of our show. He, of course, your financial consultant with Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg. And if you live anywhere in northwestern Ohio, we appreciate your listening to the show today. Here's a number you can call to get personal, get up close, and have a conversation face-to-face with Dan DiVerna. You can arrange it by calling 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number and leave your contact information. Dan will call you back, and you can come in and talk about your situation. We all have different hopes and dreams and different expectations when it comes to our retirement, and you want to be relaxed and stress-free above all. I think we all want that, and we all don't want to run out of our money, and Dan can help you make sure that that doesn't happen to you. 800-373-9715. You know, we always talk about how important it is to have a plan. If you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail in your retirement. And, of course, Dan DiVerna can help you put together a plan that will work for you. And everybody's different. There's no one size fits all. It's important to be able to recognize the difference also between an advisor who actually has a planning process and one who just gives sales pitches all day. Dan, what are some signs that an advisor is more focused on selling than planning?
Well, I get this a lot. Many times I get a client that is introduced to me, and at the time they're just, you know, somebody that wants to meet and talk a little bit about what they currently have, and we'll ask them for some pieces of information. And maybe it's their tax return, or maybe it's just something that's a little deeper dive, Social Security statements, statements regarding their pensions. And they're kind of intrigued by the fact that they've been working with an advisor for maybe for years, but they've never, ever gotten those things out of their financial junk drawer.
Wow.
And so we just say, you know, we want to have the clearest picture possible about your financial situation. And so many times we will run into our clients that were somebody else's clients at one point, and they felt like these people were potentially pushing a product or an agenda. You know, I've had lots of clients that say, boy, that guy just really wanted to sell me this one product or this one thing. And I felt like I did that. And then I'll sometimes say, well, you have this. Why do you have that? Well, you know, I don't know why I have that, because he told me I should have that. And so maybe it wasn't part of working towards their goals. Maybe in that process of meeting with somebody, you felt like they were guiding you towards their agenda, not yours, or products or things that were maybe where they're putting themselves ahead of you. And so some of the things that we like to look at is, we know that almost any financial plan that somebody's put together, or almost any financial investment, I mean, there's going to be some good parts and some bad parts to it. So we can set here on our high and mighty throne, if you will, and pick apart anybody else's plan. So I would tell you also, be very careful of somebody who just tells you all the bad things about what you currently have, and they tell you how great all the things that they have are. So those are things that you really want to be careful of, things that would kind of make me at least pump the brakes.
Must really be a shock to some folks to come in and meet with a true advisor, you know, after dealing with somebody who's just a salesperson. So, I mean, I think that's absolutely great. Take a moment, if you would, and describe your planning process from start to finish. Let's say now that one of our listeners today calls you, and then they come into your office. They walk through your door for the very first time. What can they expect the process to look like?
Well, I think this process is very surprising to people. I'm told time and time again, the first thing they're surprised by is how casual it is. I mean, I grew up in Pemberville, Ohio. I am not fancy. And so people are always amazed that it's a very casual process. It's not a pressure. It's not a sales pitchy atmosphere. And that's not the setup. So this is, the first meeting is always just there to make sure that everything feels right and it feels good. So the other thing that people are surprised by is how many people are involved in the situation and in the planning. So it is not uncommon for us to have 3 people, 4 people, sometimes 5 people in a meeting to talk about all the specific things. I mean, we have so many things that people are worried about. They're worried about health insurance. They're worried about Medicare and supplements. They're worried about long-term care, life insurance. We haven't even gotten to the investments part yet. And we've got people that are experts in all these things. And if you think that you can be an expert in all those things, I don't care how smart you are. It's crazy. It's way too fast. The market's moving way too fast, and all of these things are changing way too fast. So we have experts that work in their wheelhouse all day, every day, and that's really, really neat. I'll tell you, the process is super casual. You come in, you meet with me, we talk about some things, and then we do a deep dive. We want to get a real clear picture. When you give us permission to move forward on figuring out kind of what you want, we want to have a clear picture on where you want to end up, and we need to have a clear picture on where you're at now. And we're going to give you one or two or three different ways to get there. And I tell clients all the time, I say, listen, I'm going to give you three ideas. My job is ideas. And you're going to love one of them, and one of them you're going to go, ah, that one's okay. And it's highly likely that there's going to be a third one. You're going to go, boy, I don't even know why he told me about that one. And that's okay. You know, the process is by us not having a turnkey program that's the same mold for every client, that we're building every single financial plan. Every money map process starts with a blank slate, and we start laying bricks, and we build it to suit for that particular client. And by the end, that person knows that this is where we have all the what ifs covered. We have some scenarios. We've moved some things. We've stayed still on some things, but we now have a plan that we can stick to, and we can revisit and make sure that we're sticking to the plan. And absolutely, things are going to change, and we'll adapt when they do.
Just goes to illustrate exactly what we always say, that there's no cookie cutter solution to financial planning. Everybody's different. Everybody's situation is unique. And you certainly honor that by the way you go about the process. Dan, with all your years of experience, and I know you've been doing this for a very long time at Creative Financial Partners, what's different about your process at this stage of your career compared to when you first started out?
It would be much easier to tell you what's the same. Same is that I still care an awful lot about my clients.
Okay.
What's changed is every single thing. Like, truthfully, when I came into this business, I went to work for New England Financial, which was a great company to start with, but they were a big insurance company, and they told you exactly the way you were going to do things. And when we started Creative Financial Partners 12 and a half years ago, there was just four of us, and we started it with the idea of building an independent financial services shop that we would have a client-first philosophy. And we've absolutely done that, and we've stuck to our guns with it, and it's been received very well by clients. It's been received very well by other financial advisors, because now we have 20-plus advisors that work here. And so the process has been tweaked, and it's tweaked almost daily. And we are constantly trying to add talent and people that are specifically good in specific areas, and we absolutely love it. And I love the team atmosphere, and I love the idea that I can bring somebody in and I can make sure that they feel comfortable and that we're on the same page, and that I know that because I'm the guy in charge, I'm the guys that they're tossing the keys to, that I'm going to bring them home and get them home safe. And I'm the guy to do that, and I'm always the guy in charge, but that I have a team and support staff that's really, really good at what they do. And so all of us together make a fantastic team.
We're talking with Dan DiVerna here on the Financial Symphony. And one more question about this planning process, Dan. What do you think is unique about your process? I know there are a lot of financial advisors out there, a lot of different companies, but what is someone likely to experience in your office that they probably are not going to experience with another advisor?
I think two things that I would say are unique. And the first is that we really do build, when we go through that money map process, we are building every plan to suit that specific person. And I think that's a really, really neat first thing and first way to start, and having that independent channel to kind of nurture that. And then I think the other thing that as we go through that process is we come back with a financial plan, and that's a plan that's in writing with numbers, and it's big. And it's a heavy-duty plan, and you can, for the engineer, it's a fantastic tool, and they can look and they can dig into the numbers, and they can talk to my other engineer type guys that work on this stuff all the time. And then for the person that's married to the engineer, we have the one page kind of, this is for the guy or gal that doesn't want to dig quite so deep, they can look at it and understand it with one page.
Yeah.
And so we make something that's extremely complicated, and we give you both, and we don't, you reference whichever one you take them home with you, but you have a full heavy duty report that shows you how all this stuff works. But sometimes you have somebody just says, boy, I just want to put fuel in the thing and drive off the lot. I don't need you to pop the hood and show me all these different things. I just want to drive the thing and know when I should change the oil. So we really have built our process to adapt to both, because we know oftentimes engineers aren't married to other engineers, you know, so we want to be able to have it be very accommodating. So if you're a person that would like to have walk through that process, maybe you're in a situation where you are an engineer and you want somebody to walk you through all of the details, or maybe you're on the other side and you'd like somebody to make it a lot easier. Like, I just want this to be simpler. I'd like to understand it, because one of the things in my field is many times people are making this out to be far more complicated than it is. It's not rocket science, but I tell you what, if you don't do it every day, it is tough and can be really tough. So I would love to have the opportunity for us to sit down and have that initial conversation and walk through that process. And if you'd like to go through that process with me, we would love for you to call right now.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Just for the record, Dan DiVerna, I'm the guy who is married to the engineer. My wife is a mechanical engineer. My brain doesn't quite work that way. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. You can get on the calendar. You can come in to Creative Financial Partners and have a conversation with Dan and his outstanding team. Dan DiVerna, of course, your financial consultant for all of Northwestern Ohio, wherever you live. Call this number, 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and there's more of today's show after this brief timeout.
It's time for another musical connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
It's time for another musical connection here on the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Mark Lloyd, and we're trying to learn things today from the Woodstock Festival, that great music festival that took place way back in 1969, and so many people remember it so well after all these years. You know, Mark, when you think about it, it was pretty amazing. 400,000 people at Woodstock, and there wasn't a single reported incident of violence at Woodstock. Amazing, considering all those people there, close to 500,000.
Was that because they were all out, inebriated?
It was all about peace, love, and,
okay.
And togetherness, you know. Well, there was one incident which actually took place on the stage, and they kept this kind of quiet. You didn't hear much about this, but Abbie Hoffman rushed the stage during a break in the set that The Who was putting on, took the mic, and launched into a kind of a crazy rant about getting John Sinclair out of jail. And Pete Townsend of The Who yelled at him and said, "Get off my stage," and whacked him in the head with the neck of his guitar.
Oh.
And Abbie Hoffman left the stage, and then The Who launched right back into their show. But my question is, I wish I'd been there to see that.
I can imagine Pete Townsend doing that, yeah. You know, because he's the flamboyant guitarist who does the windmill.
The windmill,
his arms going around as he's playing the guitar, and he's got a lot of movement happening anyway. Imagine if the guitar, and he smashed many guitars on the stage.
Yeah.
So you could just think about what that person's head looked like afterwards.
It's almost like the old guy who yells, "Get off my lawn."
Yeah,
you know, except Pete Townsend wasn't really that old when that happened. But mm-mm. I'm wondering, is there anything that we can learn from this crazy incident?
Yeah, absolutely. In the financial world, don't let one bad advisor or one bad financial experience ruin the entire industry for you. Because there are good people. There's good folks in this industry that have a desire and a passion to help you. But you have to be willing to maybe take down your guard a little bit. Use that gut feeling. Use that intuition. And just, you know, give a chance to let someone else talk to you. If you've been burnt in the past, doesn't mean everybody's going to burn you. And I'm not talking about the Bernie Madoffs. I'm just talking about the advisors out here today that literally have tried to line their pockets on your dime and maybe gave you some bad advice. Because there are bad ones out here. Not everybody is good in their industry. Just like there's bad, you know, doctors out here who may not be as good as some doctors. I mean, there could be bad car mechanics who not as good as some other car mechanics. I mean, it's like that in any industry. But don't put everybody in the same, you know, basket that they are all like that, because really they're not. There's plenty of honest, diligent, truly exceptional advisors out there, and you can find them. And if you know what you're looking for, like, for instance, our local advisors, our local conductors all throughout the country who know exactly how to fix things. And there's things they're focusing on. Number one, how to create income. So for our listeners who, like, you know I'm going to need to replace my paycheck, they know how to replace income for you, where to get income from so you're not having to sell everything to get income. The second thing they're going to look at is risk. They're going to do a stress test and check what your risk tolerance is, but they're going to look at your portfolio and see exactly how much risk you're taking. Here's my question. Are you getting the return, the reward, the growth that you're supposed to be getting for the risk you're taking? Has anyone ever done a stress test on your portfolio to see how much risk you're taking and if you're getting the reward for it? You know, it's all great when the markets continue to go up, but how much risk are you taking to get that upswing, and are you getting the most maximum growth you should be getting? These are questions that should be answered, but you got to be willing to sit down and just have a conversation and talk to one of our local advisors who can help you. And that's what we do. We try to help you the best we can and answer those questions you have, but more importantly, do a snapshot of where you're at with your portfolio so that we can give you the best recommendations. But you've got to act. You've got to be willing to come in. So this is going to be real simple. Ron's going to tell you how you can connect with us.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan DiVerna. And Dan DiVerna is your financial consultant wherever you are in northwestern Ohio. If you live in Toledo, wherever you are, then go ahead and call the number and get in touch with Dan's office, 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. Call that number, leave your contact information, and you know who's going to call you back? Dan DiVerna is going to call you back, and you can arrange a time to come in when it's convenient for you to come in and just sit down and have a conversation, kind of a getting to know you session. When you come in for a visit, you're not hiring Dan as your financial consultant. You may decide to later, but you're under absolutely no obligation at all, and it's not going to cost you a cent. So go ahead and call this number and don't procrastinate. 800-373-9715. Here on the Financial Symphony, we talk about maybe you want to hit all the right notes in your retirement years, make sure everything is harmonious. Then this is the radio show for you. And Dan, we have some great questions that have come in on the request line. First of all, Hans in Pemberville has a question. Hans says, I hate having money in the bank because it's not earning enough interest every month to even buy me a cheeseburger from the value menu. I wonder where he's going for lunch. For the money that I've earmarked as my emergency fund, is there something better that I can do with it?
Well, Hans, bless you for being in Pemberville, Ohio. I was raised in Pemberville, Ohio, and I have some clients that just joined me and came on with me this week from Pemberville, Ohio. So Pemberville is definitely always in the top of my mind and in my heart. And I'll tell you, this discussion is probably the number one talk that we have day to day. And that is, people are frustrated with their money that's at the bank, and we talk about it all the time. I say that people have a number, and what that number is the amount of money that they feel like they really need to leave in the bank, because they need to have that comfort level of pulling up to the bank and being able to get a certain amount of money when they need it. Now, that being said, after you get to that number, and I don't have a magic number for everybody, everybody's different. And we walk through that process, through our money map process, what that number is. But I'll tell you, we have done an awful lot of good in helping people with getting their money to work just a little bit harder. So we would love to help you with that. We usually use some different mutual funds, some of which have a little bit of risk in the sense of they might have some stocks, some equities in it. Others have a lot more in the bond side. We will go into things that have good, solid track records, good, solid performance. But we're always looking to gauge with our clients how safe they need this money to be and what the time frame is for this money. So this is, again, this is one of the most popular things that we're talking about every day. And Hans, I would encourage you to give me a call, call into the number, and I will give you a call back, and we'll set up a time sometime soon for me to pass along some of those options to you.
And we'll pass along that number again in just a few minutes. We have another question here, Dan, from Bridget in Wasion. And Bridget has a very simple question. What do I need to know about this fiduciary rule that I've been hearing about in the news?
Well, the fiduciary rule is a very – there's a big changes going on in our industry. And I think that as a whole, it's good. And what the fiduciary rule is, it tells you, is someone acting – on their best interest or in your best interest? And this fiduciary rule is going to make those folks that are not fiduciaries become fiduciaries, and that they're going to be held accountable. Now, in my situation, I have been one since we started Creative Financial Partners, so I don't really have to worry about this. But I'll tell you that many of the people that have been practicing as financial consultants and financial advisors in our industry for years have been running around and having a little bit more flexibility and doing things that sometimes has given us a bad name as a career and as a job and as a group. And so I think on some level, this is a very good thing. Now, when the government gets involved, it always gets a little bit interesting. So we've seen some changes that maybe, in my opinion, aren't going to benefit our clients. But as a whole, it's a move to transparency. It's a move to responsibility. And I like where it's headed.
Well, you know, one thing that strikes me, Dan, is that, you know, as you mentioned, you've been a fiduciary for a very long time at Creative Financial Partners, and you've always had the best interests of your clients at heart. But there are some businesses out there right now who are scrambling, having to change the way they do things. And if you really have to work that hard to change everything you do so that you can represent the best interests of your clients, what does that say about who you've been representing all along? I mean, you know, I think I would rather deal with someone who's been a fiduciary all along.
Yeah, I agree.
Instead of someone who's being forced to do that. We have one more question here from Donnie in Toledo. And Donnie says, I'm convinced that a market crash is coming any day now. But I've also thought that for the last 4 years. And I've missed out on a lot of growth because of that fear. What's your advice for a head case like me?
Well, Donnie, you may be a head case. I don't really know you, but I'll tell you that there are a lot of – if you're a head case, you're one of many. The market has not had really a bad time since 2008, and it was a really bad time back then. But we're cautiously optimistic. Now, that being said, I'm going to steal – I think it was Warren Buffett. The best time to invest was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. And so I think what you need to do is you have to be bold, and you have to have a plan, and you have to know what it looks like if things are going well and what it looks like if things are going bad. But Donnie, we are not in a situation where interest rates are allowing us to sit on the sidelines. And that's the case. And so there are some things that you can step in with a toe, or you can go at a slower pace, maybe some dollar cost averaging. But I would encourage you to talk to somebody and build a plan that will give you some security, but also give you some opportunity to make some money, because that every single day that you leave that money in the savings account, you're losing pace because of inflation. So you're actually losing ground. And so if you're in a situation like this, or a situation like Hans, where you're worried about the market, where you have a lot of money in the bank, and you would just like a second opinion on some places to put your money, or maybe you'd like a second opinion on your overall plan, I would love to have that talk with you. So give us a call. It's a very relaxed situation. It's a very relaxed introduction. And I'd love to sit down with you for a few minutes, get to know you a little bit, and you can get to know me a little bit better. And we can walk through our process, and we can introduce you to some ideas. If nothing else, you can feel like you learned a little bit more about the things that are out there, the tools that are out there, and the tools that independent consultants like us are using to get our clients where they want to be. So I advise you to give me a call right now.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. You've heard a good variety of folks are Dan DiVerna's clients, and he works with them all the time, year after year. We heard from folks today in Pemberville, Wauseon, Toledo, wherever you are. Call that number and come in and have a visit with Dan DiVerna, 800-373-9715. Call that number, leave your contact information, and Dan DiVerna will get back with you directly, and then you can arrange a time to come in and just sit down and have a casual conversation, a getting-to-know you session. There's no pressure involved, no obligation, certainly, and it's not going to cost you a thing. You may become a client, then again, you may not, and that's cool too. But just call the number and take that next step. Oftentimes, that is the hardest thing to do to get started in this process. You've heard Dan talk about his planning process, which is quite extensive. It is amazing. He has a wonderful team working with him at Creative Financial Partners, and just call the number and you can get started and get to know them. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. I'm Ron Stutz. Dan DiVerna is the host of the show every week on the radio here. And Dan, it's been a pleasure being on the show with you today, and I feel like you reached a lot of folks out there.
Great day, Ron.
Join us again next week with the next edition of the Financial Symphony with Dan DiVerna.